Blog Talk Radio. I want everything I see. I want to go in every mall, in every state, in every country and buy shit. Whether I can afford it or not, nigga, I want bitches, I want cars, I don't give a fuck. I want it all. That's what the fuck we here for.
Same life is about a dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Same life is about a dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Same life is about a dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Same life is about a dream, nigga.
It's just so many women. It's just so many chains. It's just so many watches. It's just too many things. I want. So many bottles, it's just too many whips, it's just too many models. I want, whoa, whoa, whoa.
All I want is money, 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 money. That's all I want. Big face, honey, 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 honey. That's all I want.
Gon' front, nah. I ain't gon' lie, nah. I'd rather have an M than an empty pocket, man. If hundreds ain't in them, them jeans ain't mine. That's what I want, motherfucker. I'd never be a bum, motherfucker. We talking about like it ain't about the money. You just sound like a dumb motherfucker. A house on the hill by the lake. All real niggas can relate. You trying to book me for free? But my rent is due on today. A better life is what we after. Cause every dream I gotta capture. I always knew that I would blow up one day like a nuclear reactor.
Money, money, money. That's all I want. Big thing, honey. Honey, honey, honey. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want.
From the cradle to a label, from the cater to the majors to the paper, no more neighbors. I used to say I never cared about the money till I put food on my mama's table. Followed the trail, could have been in jail. The way that I lived could have been fatal. Must have had an angel. It's funny how I'm always on the screen, but as a teen I never had cable. But now I want it all, the wealth, the ladies, the whips. I took a fantasy and made it exist. No one ever handed us shit. We took what we had and we made it the shit. That's transforming dusty to luxury. Ow. Being off in the cut, the cutlery. Ow. That's the gist, that's the summary. So if you feel how I'm feeling, then fuck with me. All I want is money.
Money, 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 money. That's all I want. Big thing, honey. Honey, honey, honey. That's all I want.
That's all I want.
That's all I want.
That's all I want.
That's all I want. All I want is money. Money, money, money. That's all I want. Big thing, honey.
I go Willie B.
I go
Rim Bay. I go Matumbo. The Kim Bay. Get that Lewinsky. Will Smith pay. Independence Day. No Scientology. I know my geography. Roll up the collard greens. I came up from poverty. Now fuck off my property. Fuck off my property. Fuck off my property.
Please don't test my
property.
I don't know the sound. Grim de la Grim. I don't fuck with them. Grim de la Grim.
I was a grown man. I don't need no new friends. Funny how they smile and they grin. Two colors are hiding within. It's easy to slide and pretend when you wear the disguise of a friend. Wonder would she ride if I wasn't in the 500 Benz. I don't know, I don't get the shit. Why fuck with hoes that ain't interested? Smoke all your weed, drink all your liquor, and Snapchat the shit like it's Christmas gifts. Goddamn.
Shit, I know, cause I witnessed it. It's all about how they leave your life. It's never about how they entered it. Crew.
I don't know the sound.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Grim, telegram. I don't fuck with them.
No, sir. No, sir.
Grim, telegram.
What's the day? Out of space, still in search of something great.
Something great.
In the museum of broken toys, just trying to fill the void. Yeah, I wake up a different year, different fears. Tables turn, I try not to interfere. Yeah, shifting gear, trying to steer. Things change, see it getting smaller. Am I really mirror? Are you here? Are you really here? Can you hear me clear? Biggest fear, hate to say goodbye, hate to disappear. Yeah, tell me, are you really here? If it's just imagination, hate to see it disappear.
But I don't think that they play enough. I don't know if I'm right or not. Tell me whoever stops growing up. We're just
to the world if the world don't mean something to you.
Hey,
focusing on all the negative, the only thing that's negative is something in you. Hey, we become the people that hurt us the most. That's why the saying is keep your enemies close. Start giving attention to what you don't want in life, or be prepared to experience it the most. I became everything I used to criticize. How that look inside the critic's eyes. Yeah, but all roads lead home. We just arrive at a different time. Are you here? Are you really here? Can you hear me clear? Biggest fear, hate to say goodbye, hate to disappear. Yeah, tell me, are you really here? If it's just imagination, hate to see it disappear.
They tell me that I've been lying, but I don't think that they play enough.
Right.
I don't know if I'm right or not. Tell me whoever stops growing up.
Right.
We just begin. The world I
beautiful, sexy, easy. 1, 2, 3.
I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
That boy's good. That boy's good.
Good and terrible.
Thank you.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Yeah. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Which one of y'all
gonna shine? Let it shine.
I like to give a big round of applause to my band. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate. My band, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate.
Nigga be hurt for life, ho be hurt for life, nigga be hurt, she don't die for real, she just hate niggas for life. Hurt people, can't you see?
Water programs from the project. It's the project to stop your progress. Keep you obsessed with fancy objects. To crack your third eye, it's the process. It's the hot mess. It's out here for a melanated nigga. I say meditating nigga.
Big round of applause to my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate.
Yeah, damn, homie, I invoke the dead, homies on the other side, to bring this shit back alive, no one really died, you sound hurt, all you do is complain, you the face of the niggas ain't shit campaign, 7 circuits in your brain, you addicted to pain, addicted to the chemicals that get released in your veins, just let your soul go.
Let it shine. Like which one of y'all gon'
shine?
My ladies, make it clap.
Why you clapping move?
Make it clap.
Brother, sisters, brother, celestial energy, brother, wisdom. What's going on, guys? Let's talk about the New World Order. New World Order. A lot of our people think that the New World Order has got to do with something that's going to be happening on the surface of the planet, but it's not. All right? The New World Order is something that was created when John F. Kennedy was in office. All right? When Kennedy was in office, you know, he was the very first one to implement the New World Order. This is when all of the countries worldwide began digging underground. It wasn't only Kennedy as a so-called elite, what they called the reptilian squad, all right? And they all knew what was going to be taking place. Back in the 60s, they say we have very little time left. So, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, this is when they began digging underground, digging into the mountains, all right? Donald Trump's great-great-grandfather was into time travel, all right? He was able to, he was guided by an archon who showed him a portal right outside of Russia. And they went into this portal because they wanted to know the truth. And this portal took them into the future, all right? It wasn't so much that their bodies went into the future, but they were able to link into the energies of this portal, and they saw the future, and they saw what was happening. And they saw, he saw that his great-great-grandson, or either great-great-great, whichever one it is, grandson was going to be president. But he noticed that while he was president, it was going to be the end of all. So there's a book that's written. It's at Amazon. I haven't bought it yet, but I saw a video on YouTube, and I pretty much got a gist of what it was. But I saw the video on YouTube, but it talks about everything that's taking place right now. It talks about the virus, the virus and all the other stuff, and it talked about it said, and Trump was the last president. And the book, the name of the book that's on Amazon is called The Last President. So what we got to understand is this new world order is not a new world government on the surface of the planet. It's a new world government that is underground. When I did that one video, some of our people were skeptical about, you know, called the Anunnaki Reptilian Classified. Listen to that. I'm going to post it on the in the description box. I want you to listen to it carefully because it talks about the New World Order. All right? It talks about the original people. It talks about beings of other worlds. And it says, you know, these beings of otherworldly powers. It talks about everything that's happening right now. You know, they just saw a ship leave the sun that was bigger than the planet. They're scared, and it's heading straight towards our planet, all right, our realm, our planet, our home. So we got to understand that this is the end of all things that we know at this point right now. The New World Order has nothing to do with us. It is a new world that is being created underground. It is a new world that was created to suffice their people. So why we say, you know, 10 miles is a long stretch. You know, I don't even know how many feet 10 miles is. 10 miles is a long stretch, but it's 10 miles wide. This whole system is 10 miles wide, and it goes from Washington, D.C. all the way to Arizona, touching California, but not really going into California. Okay, so the key point is that This is a new world that they have created underground for their people and their people only. The so-called elite, the celebrities, you know, and all of their regular orc people who classify under certain clearances, family members, and bloodlines, all right? They're going to come and get their own bloodline. And if you're not a part of that blood, if their people are not a part of that elite bloodline, then they're not going. You got to be a part of that elite bloodline. There's a lot of these orc beings here whose forefathers were elite, but they're dead. So because they're dead, they're basically non-existent to them. They don't care. You don't have a bloodline. Your bloodline is gone. You know, we're the bloodline now. So all these orc people who are under the bloodline of the so-called elite, the current elite that's standing there, they're going to be on the ground. So it's all over the world. The thing about it, this new world order is all over the world. All right? So it's underground, Russia, Singapore, London, China, Australia, you know. They've got an underground world for Australia, for the Australians to go. You know, Australia. You know, all of Australia, you see the homes that are built inside the side of the mountains, where they can shade themselves away from the heat. All right, so that's the part of the New World Order. You know, it's got nothing to do with anything that's happened here on the surface of the planet. The New World Order is underground. You know, they've got some 70, 80 years of food already stored up. Refrigerators, they got tennis courts, basketball courts. There's no football, soccer, where they can play soccer. They got restaurants and all these whatever they call their homes. All right. They got all of that already together. So a lot of those people, when they hear the boom, boom, they go, what is that? What is that? Shaking the ground. That's them. They're making new, opening up new spots. They use limestone. It's called key limestone. That's what it's called. It's called key limestone. It's the hardest rock material known in the world. And they use key limestone to hold up these caverns that they've created for themselves. Underground worlds. All right? So this is what the New World Order is about. Like we said, the coronavirus, there is a virus. There is a coronavirus that is happening right now, all right, where it attacks the immune system and it causes the mucus to multiply in the body of acidic beings, not alkaline beings, but acidic beings. This coronavirus cannot hurt alkaline beings because it's an alkaline-based bacteria, all right? So because it's alkaline-based, it doesn't affect us. But it attacks the acidic beings. That's why all you people in China, all over the world, Singapore, Korea, Russia, all that. And in a lot of places, they're not even reporting what's going on because, like I said, this bacteria is coming from meteors and it's coming from glaciers that are melting because everything is returning back to the original way it's supposed to be. All right? So there is a coronavirus. There is a virus, but it's not as big. What's going on? You got radiation coming up from the ground, and a lot of their people are getting cancer from the radiation coming from the ground. You got the frequencies that are high on the planet right now, and a lot of their people, they can't even, they call it a tinnitus. And the tinnitus medicine is not even helping, and the frequencies are getting so high they're having strokes and heart attacks. We talked about the drug abuse, all these different illicit drugs that they're creating, and they're dying from it all over the planet. All right? The drug abuse, the homicide and suicide rate among these orc beings are so high, it's crazy. It's an astronomical rate all over the planet. So they're dying from this also. All right? They're dying from the suicide, homicide. The first time these beings see things that are starting to emasculate itself, the money is no more. This energy is going crazy on the planet. This is happening. That is happening. This is happening. This is happening. And the first thing that they do when they see change coming in, they can't take change because there's animals. You know, a lot of animals, especially the dogs, they can't take change. A dog would kill itself if it see too much change. Literally, it would kill itself. So they see change, and they go and kill their children and their spouses and kill themselves. They're not talking about the suicide homicide rate. They're not talking about the doctors who are misdiagnosing their they're not diagnosing their own people, and people are dying from misdiagnosis from pharmaceuticals. They're not talking about that. But they blame everything on the coronavirus. But they're dying at a rapid pace, and this is what Donald Trump's great-great-grandfather saw when he went into that time portal. This is what he saw. And he came back and he wrote a book. This is what I saw. And this is what's going to happen. And my great-great-grandson, Donald Trump, will be president. But he's going to be the last president. He's going to be the last president of this United States above. That's why did Trump say, I'm going to be the president for the next 12 years? Why did he say that? Because he's going to be president in the New World Order underground. The new America. So all of our people are still under this assumption that this new world order is all about us, and they're going to do it. They got FEMA camps and all that because they're trying to depopulate, and they're mostly going to try to hit their people, and then they're going to attack us, but they're very lenient and want to come to us. So any best believe, brothers and sisters, you see these motherfuckers want to talk about quarantine in our neighborhoods and all that? Y'all get ready to fight these motherfuckers. They don't want to stand up against us. They know who the fuck we are. Y'all stand up in all y'all power. So believe me, I'm standing up. We ain't doing that shit. We ain't falling for that shit. That's why we fight, going for dark energy. You know, I was talking to a brother not too long ago on the phone. We were talking, and, you know, he's like, well, you know, what's going on? What's going to happen and all this stuff? I say, you know, you understand. You know, you say, are they going to still fight us? I say, they're already planning on fighting us. All right? That's what the movie Terminator was about. Terminator was about artificial intelligence on the surface of the planet fighting against the original people on the surface of the planet while everyone else was. Well, all the so-called elite and their celebrities and all the other politicians and all were all underground. Yeah, they have birthing centers and they got electricity. The electricity is running on natural energy. They got copper and iron rods. Your black pipe is iron. All right. They got copper rods and iron rods going some 20, 30 feet in the ground. All right, and they tapping into natural energy to charge up their whole world new world underground. There will be no light bills and all that stuff. They got, like I said, they got enough food for all their people to last for about 80 years. We give them about 10 years. We give them about 10 years because within that time we'll have already found out how to get break in through their gates because they're gonna have their gates all sealed off. But they got their little sun simulators and all that and all this stuff here. They got all kind of stuff down there. You know, I've been down there. They got all that stuff down there. You know, food courts and all kind of stuff. They can drive. They got bicycles. They got a whole lot of electric vehicles, lots of electric vehicles, because, you know, the thing about it is they can't really drive with that fuel because that fuel is going to overcrowd. All the gases from the fuel don't have anywhere to go. So they have a lot of electric cars. That's why they went through building a lot of electric cars worldwide. But all of these countries, all right, well, you see these flags, these European countries, these flags, they have underground cities already made up for their people, so-called elite. This is what the New World Order is about. There's a bill that's already made, and I don't know if it's going to happen this year or if it's going to happen next year. I'm not sure. But there's a bill that was already passed where they're going to be releasing all of our people from the prison system. See, there's no reason to keep our people in the prison system because there's no one, they don't need us to work for them anymore because they've got all the work out of us that they needed. And they're going to go on the ground. So all of our people who are in this prison system for all these years all going to be released. The prison system is going to be shut down. And all of them are going underground. That's the new world order. Now we're going to have to deal with our damaged people. They're going to have to be rehabilitated in the law, in the laws of nature, because there will be no laws up here. There will be no police departments and courts and child support and all those other garbage. There won't be that. There won't be no hospitals and that you have to pay for and all that. We're going to have to get ourselves together and come together as a people and find out what we're going to do. What we're going to do with all the trash. You know, what are we going to do with all these abandoned, vacant buildings everywhere? There's going to be buildings everywhere vacant and abandoned. What are we going to do with them? We already know that the species are coming to, the species that eat on metal are coming to devour a lot of these buildings, but we're going to be left with the smaller buildings everywhere. What are we going to do? You know, so we got a lot of our planet to clean up. They're going to leave the surface in ruins. While people, once they live in houses, they can't live in anymore because there's banks. There will be no more banks. There'll be no more money. This grocery store and massive food and cans. What are we going to do with the trash? We got a lot of stuff to think about, my people. We're going to have to dig holes in the ground and burn the trash or something. We're going to have to do something. You know, we're going to have to, because we got to clean up. There's a lot to clean up. Plus, on top of that, there are people who are going to be dying in the streets. We're going to have to bury their asses. If they're not evaporated by certain energies, but we're going to have to bury their asses. Because they're going to start, everybody's going to start stinking. The New World Order is a new world that's underground. That's a new world order. Got nothing to do with us. Doesn't affect us. Not at all. This is their new world. Because they knew that these days were coming right here where all these planetary bodies return to the gods of old returning to our planet. They knew that this was happening. So like I said, there is a coronavirus. There is a virus out there, but it's not as escalated as they say it is. What's happened among the people? You know, we talk right here in Michigan, the Arabs are dying from the opioid crisis. They're dying. All those people in Asia, China, thousands upon thousands of them are dying a day from opium overdose. But they blame it on coronavirus. Like we talk about this new drug these earth beings got out here. They're dying every 5 minutes, but they blame it on coronavirus. Why the coronavirus? Because their population is depleting by the day. So they have to create a giant hoax. Like I said, there is a virus out there, but it's not as big as they say it is. Their biggest virus that they have right now is their own self-destruction. And they can't stop it. They can't. It's inevitable because they're not strong beings. They're not beings of strength. First time they see something going wrong, they're so weak. What do? They kill themselves. They're not strong like us. All these businesses and money and I got to do this and I got to do that. It's not going to be anymore. We literally have to going to have to return to nature. We're going to have to get out there and plant gardens and all that. Yeah, I was talking to a young brother at the workplace. I said, you know how to plant a garden? You know how to work a garden thing? And he looked at me. He said, well, you know, first you got to get some dirt. That's when I knew what's wrong with them. That's when I knew something was wrong with them. He said, first you got to get some dirt. Our young people don't know anything about planting. Our young people don't know anything about creating. All they know is I got to sit in front of this video game and play this video game all day long. They're not using this YouTube university why I'm still here to learn how to build things, how to create, how to plant gardens, how to create technology. They're not doing that. They're so far from it because they've been shaded by an illusion. But like I said, when these brothers get out of prison, now one thing about these brothers and sisters when we get out of prison, while they're in the prison system, they have knowledge. They've been taught different things. They're in the science field. They're in the architectural field. They're in the engineering field. Oh, yes. And the prison system kept some smart brothers that's doing life in there, and they're creating all kind of things in the prison system. You think it's being created in China. It's not. It's being created in the prison system by our brothers and sisters. They're doing life in prison. Oh, yes. This is where they get so much of the technology from, our people, locked behind bars. You got brothers and sisters who are in prison, and they walk among us. And they're at seminars and all that, and they're taking down information, and then they're going back to their prison cells where they go there and write out different things and create things because they're enslaved in their mind. They're enslaved, they're locked up physically and mentally at the same time. And all they know how to do is create for these work beings. So this whole New World Order thing was all created through these beings making sure that we were locked up. How you think they get the idea of go underground? We did it. Let's show you how to do it. I'm going to show you how to use this right here. They get all the knowledge from us, brothers and sisters. They get their knowledge from us. That's where they get it from. So, yeah, this New World Order is a new world that's underground. New Bill of Rights, new birthing centers. And they've got the technology where they could communicate with each other underground also. All these, this internet that's connected from U.S. to England, you think they're connected through satellites? Nope. They're long cords, cables. That they got deep underwater. They use submarines to run these cables from the United States to England, to Europe, to Africa. They run these cables, deep, deep underground cables, communications cables, telephone, technology. They got all these cables, all these different technological cables underground, underwater, I'm sorry, and they run these cables from land to land. That's how they communicate with each other, and they set that up for the New World Order. So when everything falls, they still be able to communicate with each other. That's why you're able to see when we use this internal networking system and you FaceTiming a brother from the U.S., and the brothers in Africa, that's because of underwater cables. There's no satellites. There's underwater cables. They don't have that type of technology. They create a satellite. 5G is not even active yet. I talk about the 5G and what it's about, but the 5G is not even active yet. They don't have that. They don't have the technology to activate the 5G yet. And they're already talking about 6G, and they haven't even finished 5G. And the 5G is more so for underground because they're going to need higher levels of frequency underground than they would need above ground. The 5G is an underground technology system. This is all a part of the New World Order. So the New World Order is underground. And we're going to have to figure out how to live again. They've already got an organized world that they're going to be moving into. They got their underground bunkers that they're living in. All these millionaires. All these elite. And the elite know who's family and who's not. Like I said before, they know who's family. And they're going to pick up their family. And they're going to move their bloodline. And we're talking about direct bloodline. We're not talking about indirect bloodline. We're talking about direct bloodlines. They know who they are. And they're going to take them underground with them. It's going to be thousands, hundreds of thousands of them all together. But the rest of the so-called millions of these beings, they're going to be left to the mercy of nature. There will be no plane spray in the sky. There'll be no military, no police. There'll be no more, like I said, no more banks, no more technology, nobody working every day. We're going to have to work every day to create our own systems the way it's supposed to be. And then we're going to have to get ourselves all geared up because they're going to send their artificial intelligence above ground to fight against us, and we're going to have to link into this dark energy. This dark energy is going to be the only hope of destroying this AI machines that they have, that they're going to have for us to have to fight against us. That's what the New World Order is about, the New America Underground. Yeah, Donald Trump's great-great-grandfather, either great-great-great, whichever one it is, saw this. When he time traveled in a portal outside of Russia, he saw all of this. He saw everything that's happening. So they're blaming everything on coronavirus, when in reality, it's not coronavirus. It's their people just dying on a massive scale. They're not even talking about their people who are dying from spontaneous combustion right now. Spontaneous combustion is prevalent among their people. Oh, yeah. Their people are dropping dead like flies left and right all over the world. Torso, everything, just burn up. They're not talking about that. Mm-mm. But they blame everything on coronavirus. Like I said, there are a few cases. There's a whole lot less cases than what they say it is. There are a lot less cases than what they than what they're talking about. But it's more cases of drug abuse, and they're dying from these drugs, the new illicit drugs. Who the fuck put fentanyl and ketamine and heroin together? Who does that but them? The opioids, they're mixing opioids, different opioids together, mixing that shit up with all kind of other pharmaceuticals and taking that shit. And this is happening among the Arabic race also. The white-on-white homicide rate is skyrocketing, but they don't talk about it. When they kill each other, they don't put them in jail. They give them house arrest. They put them on house arrest. They say they have a disease or some type of disturbed mind, you know. So when they kill each other, you know, it's a disturbed mind. It's a disease. It's not a crime. But they're killing each other left and right. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the cancer that they're dying from every day. They're not talking about the heart attacks and the strokes. They're talking about the doctors, how the doctors misdiagnose their own people, and their people are dying on the table. They don't want to talk about that. And you can't really sue because nobody has any money. The banks are failing. The whole system is failing. We talked about that, how the money is disappearing all over the world. So you got to understand that this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. The New World Order is an underground world for their people and their people only. All of our people who are playing football players and all that stuff, they're not allowed. Nah. Thank you for playing football with me. Thank you for doing this. This is why you think they're preparing for the new world. Look, they canceled the basketball, baseball, football. They canceled all the other sports and all that stuff. They're preparing to go underground, my people. They're preparing. Something to think about. New World Order is underground and not above ground. New World Order is a system that they created for themselves because they already knew what was going to happen these days. A lot of brothers and sisters are coming out of portals, returning to the planet. Mm-hmm. And we're getting ready for war, all right? All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Peace to you all. Brothers and sisters, Lester and Angels, Brother Wisdom. You know, I woke up this morning after a long night of a lot of work in the astral realm. Wake up tired from working in the astral realm. I was focusing on the destruction of our enemies. Then somebody posted on one of the YouTube postings that I had, and he's talking about Job 9:9, it said, the one of the seven sisters or whatever and that. So I'm like, okay, like there's a reason for everything. So it just keyed right to me, that song by Prince, All Seven. And the song, it said, all seven, and we watched them fall. They came in a night of love, and we will smoke them all. The intellect and the savoir faire, the one in the whole universe will never compare. And I was like, let me embark upon this. Then he talked about how the children will be so intelligent that they won't grow old. Talk about the rivers of blood, which is happening right now. That's many, many cases of rivers of blood. And he was speaking in cosmic code. And he was telling us the only way to defeat our enemies is with knowledge and intellect. Understand what he's talking about. The knowledge of self, knowledge of nature, the knowledge of the cosmos, right? The knowledge of energy, the knowledge of light, the knowledge of sound, the knowledge of vibrations, the knowledge of frequencies, knowledge, intellect is just intelligence, is the action of having this knowledge with this carbon on our body. This whole body that we're in is made with cosmic intelligence. And the only way to destroy our enemies is through knowledge and intellect. Savoir is knowledge. Savoir is the act of knowing. That's what Sally, oh, seven, and we smoked them all. Came in the love of love, and we will, all seven, we watched them fall. Came in the love, name of love, smoked them all, the intellect, and the savoir faire. So the faire of knowledge, savoir is to be knowledgeable. Intellect is to have a cluster of knowledge. And this is why we're going into balance. We're going into to no fear, which is freedom. We're going into the frequencies. And I want to go deeper into the frequencies, into the vibrations. I want to do some videos because I did videos a long time ago. But I think it's time to recap. So many of our people want to go and I got to get out here and fight these. I got to get out here because this is what our enemies want us to do. When you are going into battle, the most important thing you need is intelligence. And if you watch these enemies of ours and they different shows and their movies and all that they have, they say, well, what about intelligence? And they should let us know through their governmental movies. Or we gained intelligence, which means that they had knowledge of their enemies. They had knowledge of everything before they went into a battle, which means that you have to have knowledge of who you are dealing with. Everybody is focused on Bill Gates, but they're not focused on the Archons and the Chitauri that are controlling Bill Gates. See, Bill Gates is only a pawn. Everybody's focused on Trump, but they're not focused on the Archons and the Chitauri that are controlling Trump. Alright? So this means that we got to go deeper. This means that these beings need us to focus on their pawns,
because if you remove Bill Gates and you remove Trump out the whole bill, they'll use somebody else. Which means that we are nature. We are the planet. Which means that we have to raise our frequencies. When we raise our frequencies, the frequencies of the entire planet will raise. It'll take a few of us. And you raise your frequencies through keying in on cosmic knowledge. Let me find out about how I was created. Let me link into this knowledge. And you won't find it in the books. It's all within you. That's the key point. The intelligence that we were created with is the knowledge of everything that is in the mode of creation, the original creation. And this is all about balance. When we talked about balance, you know, they showed us in the movie X-Men Dark Energy, or Dark Phoenix, X-Men Dark Phoenix, and Jean Grey had intelligence. She had cosmic intelligence where she didn't have to use brute force. And it was a woman, because they needed to use a woman because that was nature. She didn't have to go out with guns and bullets. She was herself, and she had control of everything. So balance is the very first part of this focal point. Like we say, balance is the focal point of all supreme powers. The intelligence on how to defeat your enemies. Intelligence is the act of knowing, the act of having all knowledge, which go within yourself. This is the only way that we can defeat our enemies. Knowledge and intelligence. Understanding that if I make this Orgon pyramid, or even if you buy one, even if you buy one, you have that Orgon pyramid, you have several of them, made from different ones with different elements and all, and you learn the intelligence of it, and you begin to draw the energy from them. When you draw the energy from them, you're seeking mode of energy. Energy is within you. You're not going outside of yourself. You're not looking for someone to praise or worship. You're using the elemental energies around you to raise your frequencies and vibrations. Intelligence. Therefore, you will have the knowledge of everything. This is how we defeat our enemies. Prince had this information right there in his song. Now, as I was going deeper, I learned the name of the seven sisters and brothers of the Palladians. We see them every day, and we don't even notice them. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This is their name. Those are their actual names. And they came in the name of love. But at the same time, you know, like Prince said, one was speaking things of love while the other six were cursing me. He said in the song, he said, one was speaking in the name of love and the other six were cursing me. So we got to understand when they came to our planet, they fooled us with peace and love at the same time. While one was speaking of peace and love, the other six were moving and setting up so that they can begin to battle against us. Because they told us in their Bible that they sent scouts across the land. So when they send scouts across the planet to spy on us, to see everything that we're doing, they came back with intelligence. So now we must learn of our enemies, and there's no written books. They don't have any written books. We must go within ourselves to find out the enemy, the focal point of our enemies. For those of you who are linked into Earth Children of Meditation, Council of Atlantis, Aboriginal Struggle, after you come out of meditation, please post us on these different groups here on Facebook. All right, post information on what you gain and the intelligence of our enemies. We put everything together. We have to defeat our enemies with cosmic intelligence, which means that we must, like I always say, we must come to them with a much higher level of power than what they try to exert to us. They want to come to us with brute force, and they want us to return with brute force. But when we're coming in pure cosmic intelligence, the one in the whole universe will never compare intelligence. Their level of thinking, their level of doing cannot be compared by pure cosmic intelligence. They will run from this. They will run. They will be in fear because they will know that they have nothing of defense. So you being in balance with nature and with balance with the planet, in balance with the cosmos, the universe, the galaxy, the star systems. When you're in balance with everything. Which that intelligence of who you are will literally cause their whole world that they created to sink, to fall, to crash. As we grow, they die. So much information out here, guys. There's so much information out here. But intelligence and knowledge is the key point. I posted that on the YouTube posting. You can read all the read under intelligence, because there's so much that's under intelligence. Intelligence is a lot, but you can put all together under balance. I'm gonna have to copy it or write it down or whatever. But you put it all together under balance. And this is how you work your demonic forces. Because when you're in balance, you're literally one with the energy that created you. Therefore, all of your chakras, all of your 144 chakras are now active. And the most important one that we look at right now is the 11th chakra, that instant manifestation. So it's all about being in balance. Balance is a part of intelligence, the intelligence of our melanin, the intelligence of our carbon. That's what balance is all a part of. Now you have knowledge of yourself. When you have knowledge of yourself, you have knowledge of everything around you, because now I know who I am. I know that I'm the cosmos. I know that I'm nature. I know that I'm everything. And there's nothing synthetic that can stop the authenticity of who we are. Just want to pass this on to you guys. The only way we're going to defeat our enemies is through intelligence, knowledge. It's not about going out there doing a brutal fighting and pop, 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 and boom, 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 boom. It's about getting there and controlling the whole focal point. introduce Jean Grey. It's kind of crazy that they have Grey, because Grey is both black and white. And we're not talking about races. We're talking about colors, which means that gray is darkness and light at the same time. Out of the darkness came the light. Now you have the gray line, which gray is nonetheless negative and positive, feminine and masculine, the yin yang. That's what gray is. So you got to say Jean Grey. You got to look at the last name, Grey. Grey is the intelligence of it all. The powers, the infinite powers, no one in the whole universe would ever compare to intelligence. That's why they needed the school system, because the school system would keep our children from having true intelligence. Because with intelligence and the knowledge and the intellect, we don't age. That's what kept us from aging. Cosmic intellect, the knowledge of self, balance. So we must destroy our enemies with balance. And this is what takes them out of their norm. This is the focal point of all of us. Being in meditation, consistently in meditation. I did have the numbers for the next cosmic wave, and it came up to the number 13, and I said, that was the 1 plus 3 is 4, and then Mother Cosmos was like, no, this is number 13. It went from 9 to, which is the ruling power, which is carbon, all the way up to number 13. The next one is 13. The 13 is literally cosmic power, cosmic intellect, cosmic knowledge. This is number 13. So on the 22nd of May, when this next cosmic wave come in, we can feel this energy. This next cosmic wave come in on the 22nd of May, 5/22/2020. So May is 5 plus 2 plus 2 is 9, and 9 plus 4 is 13. This is number 13. This is cosmic intellect, cosmic knowledge. This is all by cosmic design. So the only way to defeat our enemies and destroy them is through knowledge and intellect, knowledge of self, and the intelligence. The intelligence is nothing but having several clusters of knowledge, wittiness, cunningness, desire, power. I mean, intellect is a cluster of different knowledges. And you gain all of those through balance. Let's do balance. Balanced out, you have all supreme powers. All supreme powers are based upon knowledge and intellect. The only way to destroy our enemies. Therefore, you know that you are that source that was created by the source, which means that there's no element that can destroy you, because you control the element. We are the elemental beings. Now, one day we all seven will die. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All seven, and we'll watch them fall. They came in the name of love, and we will smoke them all. With that intellect, the savoir faire, the one in the whole universe. Will never compare. I am yours now, and you are mine, and together in love we walk space and time. No soul, don't cry. intellect is the key point in destroying our enemies. All power to the multi-chakra celestial needs to be in this peace to the world.
All right, royalty, royalty, 11-11, guys. Royalty to all. What we're going to talk about today is African-American and Freemasonry, all right? So we're not going to waste any more time. Let's go ahead and just hop right into the clip, guys. We'll be in to discuss and close out the show. But Freemasonry is definitely an important thing and topic to, you know, discuss. So, yeah, let's go ahead and just open this with a piece that Eternal submitted, African-American Freemasonry in Alabama. I guess rural Alabama is one of the key points to study Birmingham Prince Hall. All right, here we go.
Thank you. And I mean brief, about my indebtedness to Attorney J. Mason Davis and the Honorable Helen Shores, who were so generous with their time and their memories when I was up in Birmingham. Attorney Davis is a longtime Principal Mason, and he was associated with the Temple. And Judge Lee's father was the renowned attorney Arthur Shores, also a Mason. I'll forever be grateful to Dr. L. Ken Collins, who's the Grand Historian of Alabama's Prince Hall Grand Lodge. Is Ken here today? And the reason I ask if he's here is that I've spent hours and hours on the phone with him, but I've never seen him face to face. He works out of Washington. And he explained and explained and explained until I got it, and also read the article and made some helpful suggestions before it was published. And finally, thank all of you for coming and for your enthusiasm for this wonderful slice of Alabama history. Are there any Prince Hall Masons here this afternoon? Oh, okay, fine. It's just, I thought if there were a few, it would help if we need some explanation. Well, anyway, here we begin, and there it is, and there it is. The most wonderful Prince Hall Grand Lodge of Alabama. This lovely, and it is lovely, Renaissance Revival building stands at the corner of 17th Street and 4th Avenue North up in Birmingham. All the doors are locked now. Many of the windows are boarded up and broken, and all of its tenants are gone. Once, however, it was Black Birmingham's social and political center and its cultural heart. The 92-year-old building is now an endangered landmark, and it is not simply historic, no, not at all. It's a warehouse packed with individual stories and memories of very rich life experiences. Its dozens of empty rooms bear witness to the largely forgotten story of the Prince Hall Mason's role in the struggle for racial justice in Alabama. The temple's legacy, much like the legacy of the civil rights movement itself, is not one big story. It's rather a million little ones, and many of them spun out in that building there. Prince Hall Masonry was once referred to as Black Masonry or Colored Masonry, and it was actually established 1 year before the American Revolution. Its founder was a free Black man, Prince Hall of Boston, and he and 14 of his friends approached the city's St. John's Lodge for membership. They were denied, but they were not defeated. They turned around and applied to Military Lodge number 441, actually, run by a company of Irish infantrymen who were temporarily stationed in the city. The Irish Lodge initiated all of them into Masonry on March 6, 1775, and they became African Lodge number one. Prince Hall was their first master. When the Irishmen were called home, Boston's Grand Lodge refused to recognize the African Lodge, but despite this, the 15 men continued to meet. many of them subsequently enlisted in the Continental Army when the Revolutionary War broke out. But ironically, when the war ended, these black veterans had to petition the Grand Lodge of England, Great Britain, we just came out of a war with it, to get an official charter. Boston's White Lodge was determined to keep them out. They got their English charter in 1784 and became First African Lodge Prince Hall No. 1, named for their founder. Prince Hall himself was very active in the Boston abolitionist community. He petitioned the Massachusetts Assembly for full citizenship and voting rights for blacks. He encouraged his lodge brothers to buy property, to build their own businesses, and to care for the poor. These were all very traditional Masonic values. In 1797, the African lodges were established in Philadelphia and in Providence, Rhode Island, all under the British Charter. Prince Hall died in 1807, and a year later, Boston, Philadelphia, and the Providence Lodges created an African National Grand Lodge later that year in Boston. It was established in Boston because by this time, Boston was considered the mother city. By 1857, colored masonry had finally entered the Deep South. Simon Ash, a free black cotton merchant, and I hope you do pick up a copy of the magazine. There are pictures of all of these people and wonderful shots of inside the temple. But anyway, in 1857, Simon Ash, who was a free black cotton merchant, established a lodge in New Orleans. In 1863, the Reverend Henry McNeil Turner, who was the first bishop of the AME Church, and who later would become chaplain of the U.S. colored troops, as they were called at the time, during the Civil War. So these two prosperous individuals founded Pythagoras Lodge in Savannah, Georgia. Successful men like Simon Ash and Reverend Turner began to foster a network within the Prince Hall Lodges, where better educated brothers assisted the new initiates, who were often farmers and mechanics and laborers, and help them to develop confidence and, perhaps even more important, leadership skills. In 1859, Simon Ash moved to Xenia, Ohio, where he joined Wilberforce Lodge No. 21 and became involved in Underground Railroad activities. Ash and his lodge brothers provided runaway slaves with money, food, clothing, and the shelter and the protection of their lodges, their homes, their churches, and their places of business. After the Civil War, Ash moved to Mobile, where in 1868, he and four of his business associates established the Olive Branch Lodge. And this Olive Branch Lodge was the first colored lodge in Alabama. So this is where Alabama Masonry, Prince Hall Masonry, descends from. By 1876, nine Prince Hall lodges were operating in the state, three in Mobile, one in Montgomery, and five in the rural districts. Rural Alabama became the fastest growing source of new Masons. Then in 1874, black Masons established a lodge in the booming new industrial city of Birmingham. All Prince Hall Masons were expected to support and protect each other. Their dues assisted families in times of illness or disability and provided survivor benefits for widows and dependent children. Many men joined the lodges just to ensure dignified burials, and preachers often served as lodge masters. In 1878, there were enough black Masons in Alabama to organize a statewide Grand Lodge, and it was established up in Birmingham. And if you remember, Northern industrialists had built Birmingham during the Reconstruction period as a strictly segregated city. They wanted to keep tight control on their workforce to guarantee that unions, should they attempt to organize, would never be integrated. Black and white workers would be kept separate and distrustful of each other. And ironically, as it happened, This directly contributed to the growth of an independent black business district and creation of Birmingham's strong black middle class, from which the Black Elks, the True Reformers, the Pythians, and the Oddfellows also recruited to membership. By 1902, there were 104 Prince Hall Masonic lodges in Alabama. They represented a membership of almost 3,000. By 1910, there were 11,000 members associated with 414 lodges. A percentage of their dues went to the new Grand Lodge to create benefit funds, and many of these benefit funds eventually spun off and became black-owned and operated insurance companies. Lodge dues also funded a substantial endowment. Then in 1913, under the stewardship of Grand Master W.T. Woods, Birmingham's Grand Lodge decided it was going to build a Grand Temple. Robert Taylor and Leo Kersley, who were Alabama's two professional black architects, did all the design work. In 1922, the black-owned and operated Wyndham Brothers Construction Company broke ground. The temple was built at a total of $650,000 and financed without a mortgage. During that 10-year period of planning, several capital campaigns had been launched, and a loan from the endowment fund covered the cost in full, so they were able to move forward without debt. Well, Birmingham's most worshipful Prince Hall Grand Lodge opened its doors in 1924 to showcase a 1,500-seat auditorium, a grand ballroom, and lodge rooms on the second, third, and fourth floors. Professional office space was available for long-term leasing by health, legal, social, and educational organizations, as well as retail and restaurant businesses. Church and civic groups could rent space as needed. And the grand ballroom was available for social events, including weddings, family reunions, and graduations. The auditorium provided a venue for concerts, variety shows, athletic events, and celebrities like Duke Ellington and Count Basie, who were also Prince Hall Masons, regularly played the temple. The Booker T. Washington Library filled three rooms on the first floor. Other tenants included five attorneys, two accountants, six medical and five dental offices, seven insurance companies, a barbershop, a jeweler, a billiards parlor, and the radio cab company. NAACP offices were on the seventh floor, and their Southeast Regional District office was later housed on the sixth. They were the only rent-free tenants, and all their attorneys were Prince Hall Masons. The Jefferson County Negro School Board and the Boy Scouts also maintained headquarters in the building.
Okay.
Then comes the Depression. Between 1932 and 1956, the temple became a kind of civil rights strategy center. This did not sit very well with white Masons, who were allegedly non-political. However, the need to confront segregation and discrimination and to take action when voting rights and fair housing statutes were ignored and to challenge police brutality often compelled the black fraternity to operate outside its professional comfort zone. Prince Hall Masonic leaders were often caught between a desire to negotiate with the white establishment and to the need to protest its actions. So although white Freemasons did not permit political discussion in their lodges, black Masons did not always have that luxury. On the other hand, the temple's tenants represented the full gamut of black political thought, from very conservative to militantly activist. While there was a great general consensus that police brutality, the poll tax, discrimination, and segregation all had to go, there was great disagreement about just how that was to be accomplished. W.E.B. Du Bois, for example, who was a champion of black self-sufficiency, was both a Prince Hall Mason and an NAACP official. He frequently argued with his boss, Walter White, whose goal was full racial integration. But the frustration of dealing with segregation and racism on a daily basis actually became the glue that held so many of these so very different factions together and kept them under one roof. An all-Southern Scottsboro and Civil Rights Conference opened at the Temple on October 2, 1932. International labor defense attorneys, in partnership with the American Communist Party and the League for the Struggle for Negro Rights, entered the auditorium to raise funds for the first Scottsboro Boys appeal to the Alabama Supreme Court. And if you remember your history, you remember that the Scottsboro Boys were 9 black teens arrested in North Alabama in March of 1931. They were charged with raping 2 white women on a freight train traveling from Chattanooga to Memphis. Their communist attorneys filed an appeal, which got them temporary stays of execution. But appeals cost money, and so this fundraiser was being held at the Temple. The fundraiser itself was the culmination of a week of outdoor rallies where Viola Montgomery, who was the mother of Scottsboro boy Olin Montgomery, addressed large crowds in Kelly Ingram Park. Despite intimidation by a 20-car Klan parade that tore through the black districts at night, and despite the arrest of Otto Hall, the black conference organizer, 350 blacks and 50 whites entered the Temple for their conference. 80 police officers surrounded the building, and whites threatened everyone who entered, but the fundraiser went forward, and it was successful. Hosea Hudson, a black Birmingham steel worker who had been recently fired for union organizing, was in that crowd that day. He was a member of the Communist Party, and he also served as vice president of the Jefferson County Workers Alliance. In 1937, Hudson organized the registration process and how to deal with it. Hudson sponsored voting clubs and wrote to police officials, and he collaborated with the Jefferson County Negro Democratic League, led by the NAACP attorney Arthur Shaw and the educator W.C. Patton, who were both principal Masons. Although the Democratic League's members were generally middle class and the right to vote club members were generally working class, they managed to cooperate. In 1938, when Hudson filed discrimination charges on behalf of rights of members who've been denied registration, Boys represented many of them. Emory Jackson, editor of the Birmingham World and executive secretary of the Birmingham NAACP and a member of the Right to Vote Club, also assisted. Jackson was not a Mason. He was a member of the Pythians, a rival fraternity with a very beautiful few blocks away from this one. Because of their efforts, the Jefferson County black voters nearly quadrupled between 1938 and 1940. And this cross-pollination of organizations, as I said, from the whole political spectrum, living under one roof, continued throughout the Depression years and through the Second World War. In 1937, the Southern Negro Youth Congress, which was a black-led coalition of students, teachers, domestics, sharecroppers, and miners, all of them dedicated to getting black voters, registered leased rooms 526, 527, and 528 at the Temple. The Youth Congress collaborated with the Communist Party's mass demonstrations and reworked with the CIO's labor organization drives in Birmingham. All of them, everyone, participated in the NAACP's campaigns to make lynching a federal crime. When the Right to Vote Club disbanded in 1940, The Youth Congress organized and abolished the poll tax week. Their partners included the Birmingham World, the CIO, the Southern Conference for Human Welfare, the Black Elks, the Prince All Masons, and the White League of Young Southerners. White Young Southerners and Black Youth Congress members often met in the coffee shop located on the first floor of the temple to organize joint campaigns to abolish the poll tax, protest police brutality, and expose civil liberties violations against community organizers. This raised the ire of the city police as it was, of course, in violation of the segregation ordinance. But they continued to meet, and they continued to jointly demonstrate, and they laid the foundation for what would become Birmingham's movement culture. And then after the Second World War, the Southern Negro Youth Congress assisted Black veterans file for their GI benefits. Emory Jackson led the Veterans March for Voter Registration, and 100 Black men in uniform walked from the temple to the Jefferson County Courthouse carrying signs that said, come on along with us. Join us to register. Bring your discharge papers. 1951, the NAACP established a Southern District office in the Birmingham Temple, and Ruby Hurley was appointed field director. She moved into room 624. In 1956, 5 years later, Hurley fled that office to avoid a restraining order barring the NAACP from operating in Alabama. Why? What had happened in the interim? Well, the Supreme Court's 1954 Brown versus the Board of Education decision, the one that declared segregated public schools unconstitutional, had demonstrated the effectiveness of the NAACP. It also moved Alabama Attorney General John Patterson to issue a restraining order to stop the NAACP from doing business in the state. He also subpoenaed the membership records of the NAACP, as well as this restraining order to stop them dead in their tracks. Well, Ruby Hurley decided that she was not under any circumstances going to release the membership information. She knew full well that it would result in job loss, home eviction, destruction of small business, ruined careers, and even personal injury for those people whose names were found on the list. So, on May 26, 1956, state officials padlocked the NAACP offices in the temple. But Ruby Hurley had already spirited those records right out the front door, and they were safely locked in Emory Jackson's safe in the Birmingham World Office, which was right across the street. Go out the front door, across the street, and there was the Birmingham World Office. They remained safely there for the next 8 years. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund fought this restraining order and that subpoena all the way to the Supreme Court. The court ultimately ruled that the demand for the records was in fact a violation of the 14th Amendment, but they did not lift the restraining order. This partial victory for the Attorney General backfired, and backfired very badly. In fact, it blew up right in his face in the person of Fred Shuttlesworth. The Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth was the pastor of the Bethel Baptist Church, and he chaired the NAACP's Voter Education and Registration Committee. He vowed that he was going to continue that committee's work. And so he led sit-ins, forced her access to city jobs, organized bus boycotts, department store boycotts, and generally agitated for reform more energetically than the NAACP ever had. So Shuttlesworth became Patterson's worst nightmare. His Alabama Christian Movement for Human Rights ultimately joined forces with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Then in 1961, in May, the Prince Hall Temple sheltered the Freedom Riders who had been beaten outside Anniston, and those who were clubbed in Birmingham's Greyhound bus station. In the summer of 1963, the temple served as the first aid station for young demonstrators who were beaten by dogs for their march from the 16th Street Baptist Church to the downtown shopping district. 60s came and the 60s went, and by the late 60s and early 70s, Birmingham began to experience all the tribulations that economic downturn, white flight, and the integration's unintended consequences brought to so many other black downtowns. The historic Grand Lodge became too costly to maintain. In 2011, the last tenants were moved out and the building shut down. 5 years have since passed, and currently there is some interest in saving and even developing the temple. There's been an increase in lodge membership and plans for capital campaigns reaching out to both the public and the private sectors are underway. So there is hope, and hope is always good news. This magnificent Grand Lodge, the social, political, and cultural heart of Black Birmingham, was a place of weddings and graduations, of theater, jazz, study, and protest. It provided safe space and shelter for activists, politicians, students, leaders, and followers of every stripe. It gave them a place to collaborate and to support each other in the effort to work toward a better tomorrow, even if they couldn't always agree on the strategy for getting there. So why should this building and monuments like it be preserved? Because as one preservationist has recently said, the past is not the property of historians. It is a public possession. It belongs to everyone aware of it. Shared. It sustains the whole society, which always needs the identity that only the past can give us. So let's hope that the great temple's doors again wide and welcoming, and let's hope that that can happen very, very soon. Thank you.
Have plenty of time for question and answers. If you would just please raise your hand, and either myself or Georgia Ann will pass you the microphone. We're recording today's session.
Well, this is Georgia talk. I grew up on the farm in Huntsville.
Hello.
And my father was a mason. And one of the things I was always proud of was that once a year during the summer months, he'd go off to the Grand Lodge meeting. I had no idea it was tied to the structure in Birmingham. My question, though, is as you look at the evolution of, I guess, the Black Masons in Alabama, and then as you roll forward, like even to this era, do you have any kind of insight as to what has happened to the organization? Or statewide and nationwide in the U.S.?
Statewide and nationwide, I think as a whole, the organization is not attracting a whole lot of new members because of the different lifestyle that we have in the late 20th, early 21st century. You know, the Masons reflected the ties of community, and somehow some of those ties have been broken. I mean, it's easy enough to see. People are often more concerned with their careers. They become a very restless country in many ways. But where you find community still strong, you often find new Masons and a revival of the independent, you know, the local lodges. I think that many of the Grand Lodges all over the country are being condoed, are being made into all different uses, and the buildings are absolutely beautiful. You know, I've seen a couple of them. Or take, for example, the one up in Birmingham, the Pythian Temple. Last time I was up there, that was being renovated for multi-use. And, you know, if you can find federal grants to help, as I understand the Pythians did, you can keep the architectural memories of these Masons. But that's not answering your question. Talking about the growth, I think where community is strong, you'll find revival. But where it isn't, it's probably dead and gone, I think.
I have a comment and a question. I apologize because I did arrive a little bit late. But I wondered if you – I read the article with great interest, and I noted that the architects of the building were Robert Taylor and what was referred to in the article as Leo Pursley, and actually it's Lewis Pursley, and I wonder if that correction had been made by the authors in at any location. And that was my comment. My question is whether or not there is any kind of historic record of the original Alabama Masons in this archive or anywhere else in Alabama.
I don't know about this archive. I didn't do a lot of my research here. As the fellow that I mentioned earlier, Ken Collins, who is the grand historian of the Birmingham Temple, he split his time between Birmingham and his day job, which he does in Washington, and he was the one that. I mean, he is an incredible source of information, and he went through all these time periods with me, gave me the names, and, you know, I'm further, but I'm not sure what's here. Maybe, you know, one of the archivists. Oh, yes, of course, Debbie, you can help us with it.
We have some very early spotty Masonic records, but generally the Masons themselves have their own archives. There's a statewide organization has its own archives and museums, and they're very protected. So there, you have to go to them, and you can get access to those records usually through their organization. I'm not sure. I think it was here in Montgomery, but I'm not sure if it still is. I'm thinking it might be near in Millbrook now. But the white Masons, I'm not sure about the tall Masons.
Very interesting. J. Mason Davis and I go back a long way, but I thought it was ironic as I sit here and listen to you. Yesterday I sat in a committee here of the legislature, and we had black and white Masons there on the issue. And I thought, I got to sit here and listen, I said, how ironic. So they still work together on some things.
Well, that's good news. That is good news.
If you were asking a question about the oldest lodge in Alabama is in Huntsville. That's the oldest one. That's number one. But I have a question. Now, how many separate lodges were in the building at the time?
That's a very good question. I don't know, but I do know that there were a number of different lodges in Birmingham because one was almost 100% made up by miners. Others were businessmen within, and there were some that crossed over a class and money and all those kinds of things, but not as many that kind of sorted themselves out as...
I was reading about the article I saw on the internet that it was associated with that building.
With the building itself, I'm not surprised. Well, yeah, they may have been counting. They may have been counting the lodges throughout Alabama that sent their dues.
Well, I know that where I go to Portland, Indiana, and they've got huge Masonic temples there. Mm-hmm. And Mason City in Sherman County, which given the fact that that was in the 20s, meant that a substantial proportion of the male population in the whole area was Mason.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, it served so many purposes, you know, to make business contacts. And as I said, some people just joined so they have a decent career. Others joined to learn skills that they may have never been able to learn. Bookkeeping, organization, how to run a meeting, and in places where, you know, during Prohibition where you couldn't drink, there wasn't a bar on the corner to go to or whatever. You certainly didn't want to stay home. You could get together and have some really good fellowship with guys who not only had the pageantry, which was very inviting in those days, and the dignity and the good times. I mean, they had wonderful gathering dances. They did a lot of things. So it served a real social purpose.
So have you been inside the building?
This building? I was real lucky. I got in before the curtain came down. When I was up in Birmingham doing research on a paper I was doing about Emory Jackson, my sister is right here in the front row. We were walking down the street, and the building was open, but it looked like it was, you know, on its way. And the, you see, the security guard or the custodian, I don't know who he was, we passed, we were looking at him. He said, would you like a tour of the building? And yes, I would like a tour of the building. And he took us through the auditorium. Oh, the grand ballroom was really fantastic. And then up on the floors where the doctors and dentists was, dentist offices was. Do you remember that frosty glass that looked like, you know, every one of those doors had that kind of glass with the, in gold, and the name of the dentist, the name of the building, a business rather, and the Eastern Star had a big presence in the building. A couple of the ladies were still there as we walked through. It was really something, and your imagination was stirred about what it must have been in its heyday when it served so many purposes. And you know, the fact that it's just may pass into time. If it has to happen, it has to happen. But it's really quite a sad story.
I had actually one more question
sure.
for you. When you toured there in the meeting rooms, did you happen to notice if there were any of the rooms had an Egyptian motif?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I assume that once the building was closed down, they took out all of the stuff that was used for the actual lodge in session. I don't expect that's still in there now, because that's really, you know, if you close a church, you take, you know, the stuff that you use with you. So I don't think that's still there, but yes, I did see that.
Okay, I have a comment and a question concerning what David asked about. Black Masonry is still alive and well in Alabama. If you go to the Bloody Sunday celebration in Selma, you'll know that hundreds of Black Masons cross the bridge each year. Now, my question, and I'll make a couple of statements before the question. Once when I was a dues-paying Mason, I was in Washington County and I had my ring on, and a white Mason said, well, I note that you have your ring on, however, we can't talk, which meant that we could not discuss Mason business. And the question that I have is, we note that during the Russian era and Jim Crow era, there were a lot of lynchings. In your research, have you found where being a Mason for a Black person saved them from being lynched?
That's a wonderful question. I have found that there were legends that some of this did happen, but I have not been able to substantiate any incident of that.
conceivably, it could have happened. A handshake, you know, you get into somebody, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. A handshake may have done it. On the other hand, I believe that the man who killed Medgar Evers was a Mason, a white Mason, and he killed Medgar Evers, who was a black Mason. I don't know if they, I think it was an ambush, and I don't know if they met, ever met face to face or had that opportunity. But I have not been able to find one that I could say was an actual event. One other thing, during the age of time of discrimination, segregation, Masonic temples also, if you were traveling through a segregated state, you could stop at a Masonic lodge and expect to find a welcome, whether or not you were a Mason, if you were a black family going through. And so if you couldn't find a hotel or if you were afraid to stop, many tourists and travelers stopped at these lodges, and they were given welcome and a safe place to stay. So it served that purpose as well for many years, the whole organization.
One last question. I guess that was part of what I wanted to ask earlier.
Oh, yes.
One of the things I was told, I guess, a good bit after I left home, not by my father, who was once a Wishart master for years, but some people allege that the doctrine of Mason sacred to Christianity.
Well, you know, I could give an opinion. It's not the best educated opinion, but I don't see anything in Masonry that is contradictory. I've heard the argument many, many times. I suppose if you pick hard enough at anything, you could find something. But no, it was different. It was based on, from what I've read, the Enlightenment and ideas of rationality and how the universe was organized around geometry. And, you know, they spoke about democracy and freedom and how to live a good life and how good men could become better men, and that was in the lodges. And then when the lodge was closed, they were able to have, as I said, wonderful times and fellowship together. So I think it was different, but I don't see bones of contention.
Well, I comment on your question. Now, my understanding is the Roman Catholic Church at the time was very, very opposed to Masonry, and it had to do with free thinking and, in fact, with the Enlightenment.
Exactly.
Yeah. The popes did not like Masonry at all, and, in fact, Masonic membership was excommunicable. And with the Lutheran Church, the opposition to Masonry, and again, if you were a Masonic member in most Lutheran churches in the past, you'd have been excommunicated, and that had to do with the fact that the Masons believed in good deeds, and in Lutheranism, that's considered works righteousness and opposes justification by faith, so therefore, they would not have wanted to put emphasis on that. Some people have calmed down on that issue, but the thing is, on an outside looking at it, and say, well, what's wrong with good deeds? The thing is, it was the idea of connecting good deeds to the need to save.
David, all I can say about that is Masonry is based on the Bible in a lot of its ceremony and traditions, and that's about all I can tell you about that, that the Bible is the basis for Masonry. Now, whether it's Christianity or whatever, but certain things you cannot say.
I'd just like to invite everybody to listen to a fantastic YouTube video that I listened to coming down here that talks about how Mason Street started 4,600 years before Christianity, the Roman Empire, Greek, if he talked about Jehovah's Witnesses, Islamic faith, and the Christian faith. And he talks about the date that Solomon and different types of people were born. I don't want to insult. It's very academic. It may be a little kind of heavy. It's about an hour, hour and a half long. But if you Google, I believe I Googled Masonry plus Alabama, no, Prince Hall plus Alabama, and it will be the second video to come up, but it's super, super informative, and I think based on the comments that I just heard, we'd all find a lot of enlightenment, and I encourage everybody to share it because it's great. Thank you.
Well, if there are no other questions, we'll go ahead and thank our speaker once more. Thank you very much.
Cowboys, customize and save with Liberty Mutual. All right, guys, it's almost over with, and we will come in after this short ending.
About history, or ideas about history,
or things
aren't just bound up in the evidence of that history, but also in our emotions.
Actually, that was the end of it. So greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Hanson Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Saru. And as you guys know, I am joined with Eternal, El Bay. And what we wanted to do here today was kind of bring you a positive perspective on Freemasonry. You know, you'll find me pretty much, you know, kind of chopping things up and bringing things to the light about Freemasonry. You know, it being pretty much, you know, a gathering of people, men, I guess, you know, that pretty much, you know, are a part of secret orders, you know, Masonic. Pretty much how I see Freemasonry is, you know, secret orders of a gathering of people, a group of men who, you know, have like a corporate agenda of, to me, keeping people asleep. You know, I don't really see where a lot of these personalities, you know, truly help the people, you know. But as, you know, they say, as they say, you know, there are good deeds, you know, that our brothers did, you know, with Freemasonry. Guys, I'm really trying to understand all of this, you know, in balance, you know what I mean? So I don't want to, you know, disrespect the elders or the seniors or the people who may be involved in this type of line, you know what I mean? So truly just get an understanding on, you know, what this may mean, guys. So let me go ahead and play a song, guys, and let no good deed go unpunished. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we're going to talk about it. You know, we have an hour left, you know what I'm saying? So we have an hour to discuss, you guys, and just after this, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yes, yes. Love, love, love that song. Cue the violin. I think that's very fitting for a Freemasonry event, right? All right, guys. Peace and royalty on to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you guys for tuning in to the podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru, the Seven Oracle, and as you guys always know, I am joined with Eternal El Bay. Please be sure to contact Eternal El Bay for your custom copper pieces. He is one of the best in the nation, worldwide, you know, when it comes to copper making, guys. Got a lot of dope pieces from him. I mean, he's just a natural, guys. Anything that you want envisioned for your copper piece, be sure to contact Eternal El Bay. He's on Facebook. And also, guys, you can email the podcast at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com if you want to inquire about a piece. Also, I will pass the message over to him and set the business transaction up. Okay, guys? All right, peace on sorority. Royalty. All right.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Today's topic is Freemasonry, guys. African-American Freemasonry, and then what you just heard was a clip based off of the Masonic Lodge, the Prince Hall. I didn't know that Prince Hall was, I did not know what that meant, Eternal. I didn't know. So that was good. He was an actual man, a black brother, you know. Yeah, so I had no clue. So, Eternal, I'm a student today. Peace, peace, and royalty on to you. How are you? We can't hear you, Eternal, if you're saying something. All right.
Peace, peace,
Eternal.
Peace. How you doing?
Yes, so peace, royalty.
How's everything with you?
Everything is everything, okay? Everything is everything. I think I'm going to start using that more because, you know, I don't be good all the damn time. You know what I mean? I be challenged, you know, but challenges are good. Right now I am in a good space. I'm in a good space of, you know, kind of rebuilding myself back up. You know what I mean? But, you know, when you're in shadow work and lessons, you know, those, to me, shadow work is like the value. To me, that's the value. You know, the pit of your own abyss is like the grand value. You know what I'm saying? So everything is everything. I'm just navigating through interesting times in my inner space. Let me say that.
Right. That's good. That's purpose, you know. I look at what we're into now is more of the what the matrix really showing us. You know what I mean? We got the same live characters come right off the screen onto the stage.
Yeah.
Like, we really got to be in tune with this. It's awakening, you know. And just like what the brother said earlier about NWO, it's a global concept being pushed for issue that makes you want to say, okay, well, let's start doing some research, you know. Let's start seeing it. Is it that that we have to go deeper, you know, into this knowledge that we see from what your mother and your father basically go into, you know? Because I know that we love our mother and our father. You got to go beyond that, though, because if you don't know you have other people other than your mother and father around you, how are you really looking at life? Are you looking at life that you see only from one perspective? And you thought, oh, well, I don't want to be like my mom. Or, oh, no, I don't want to be like my dad. And then you end up being like your mom and your dad? Wait. Mm-hmm. I got one further. You end up like your grandma or your grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
So this is your reality. You have to start looking at your pillars. You are four base pillar on a fifth base pillar. If you know about four base pillars, it's basically saying light comes from fire, earth, air, and rain. So when we rein our energy, we talk about whatever that is in our conscious form, it now has a subconscious form. So now while we say, I'm this, I'm that, you also make an opposite of your I, which is a you. This is the ironic thing is when you use the letter I, it's just one line. But when this line end up having a curve to it to make another line, oh, man, that's a whole little magical spell that comes out of it. Now, I'm talking about the U as in the letter U, not even the Y-O-U. So now that it's put as a word, it's also a symbol. The link is we're earthlings, yet there's not earth linking to all of us. So we became link-on, like Klingon. Mm. Static.
Mm.
That's what that static is. It's like a clinging thing, a leeching thing, just like bleach, bleaching thing. So when pale skin or to reveal your skin was like to impale your skin or like to cut off your own head to do it. So these are these levels to how mature, immature, I'm mature. What these words are we? We might not know how mature we're speaking. So they made us a thought to being a day, first of all. We made a thought to ourselves to become an outside conversation to everyone. Yet not everyone's able to globally speak this way. This is why you see it coming from this angle. So it'll be like, let me show you the Oscars and show you what's going on. Yet I'm going to show you in my family, not in theirs. Yeah, I'm going to call it their family of what we're doing. Like, whose family is that doing that? What the? That ain't in my family. You know how you be. That ain't in my family. You know, my family, it would have somebody would have, when it went too far, it would have been like, oh, wait, put the brakes on that. You in the public. You better not do this in the public eye. You doing this to what? Now you got your mama involved? Hold on. You know I'm the aunt talking to you like this, right? So you get it from every angle. Everybody going to talk about you, not just you talking about yourself. You're going to be like that Spider-Man and saying, can you just erase all of my, all everybody who knows me as a superhero? I just don't want nobody to know me as a superhero. Because you do so much valuable things that after a while, they don't like the value of your thing. Yeah. It becomes what we called earlier, McGregor, with, you know, Seven Bloom I spoke of. It's the invisible you. It's really the shadow of yourself. It's the complexion of what you saw of yourself and you ran past it, right? But you ran so fast, that's all they saw, was that you was a flash. You ran in, you did what you had to do, and you was out. But they didn't really look at how much time did it take for you to be yourself in front of them. They didn't see the dignity that they should have had when it started. So now by the time you left, it's now called conscience because it was the subconscious that was around you the most of that time. Until you had to say, okay, let me step back. Then you look at what pain is. Pain is being into the conscious and not know that that was even subconscious. And you're like, whoa, that wasn't even it? No, that wasn't it. That was just a moment. You had to get into the moment. I'm going to give you a ritual. Let you sit in it too long. Then you start to find out some things. So let me move you over here so you won't figure it out. Oh, nope. You're starting to figure it out. Let me move you over here so you won't figure that out. That's what the left hand and the right hand is about. Putting in the hand in, taking the hand out. These are all the, like, jumping with a different type of game to play for everyone to play in. Yet, not everybody's familiar with it, but yet everybody's familiar with it. Like, the joke is on you, Jack. Who's Jack? I don't know the dude named Jack. So there's a point of when people walk around you and they just start naming you and you don't name yourself, you become a part of that also influence. Like if everybody say, yeah, Will Smith deserved to smack Chris Rock in the face, you know, things like that. If we start saying these things, we're part of the animalism that goes on in today's society that they want to show as a day in the first place. you will be a part of that encouraging energy. So you a giant. But if you speak in giant things, or you speaking things that's being put in a global tube, and you speak of that, so that only what you speak of is just the lowest vibration that they wanted you to really see. But there was a bigger picture about it the whole time, about all of us. Every time we step out, we are 1,000 to 1. And what I mean by that is, if you step out of this door right now, a lot of people are going to say, you look like such and such. Because they're going to look at you as a family first. Now, that's people that's really in their heart. I ain't saying these are the earth linkers. I'm talking about these are the earth. They link themselves into what we call it as an adaptable feeling. Not an adopted feeling. There's a difference. That's like you come in, you going to work, you sign this paper, you're doing paper things. That's a ritual in the first place. You're writing your name on stuff. When does it get to a point where you say, hey, what, you just did a ritual on me. I'm not going to want to keep going on with your rituals. Well, what do you mean? What's wrong with you? Why are you in? Because you're doing a ritual right now. And it's like, I'm supposed to be stuck in it? I'm supposed to keep going with you? No, I don't even know you like that. That's why everywhere that Mary went, the land was sure to fall low. You're not going to fall low if you keep seeing how low you keep going to get it. Get up. Rise up. We risable people. So what we do is we look at it, we step back like anything. The computer was made, right? Who made that? That won't do. You know it won't do. Because they're asking you to come in there and help me. Can you help me fix this? Wait a minute, did you fix this? Didn't you create this thing? No, you didn't create it. Oh, you want me to fix it? Okay, I'll go back here and be the brainiac for y'all. So MIS energy, when we speak, we might miss the energy. We might not know who these people are. And what I mean by is communication. We're using this right now to tell our phone. You telling a lie on the phone? Or is it a PH1 with the tell? See, the tell is the let backwards. So if you know how to elect yourself, like elect yourself, we've been in tune with this long time ago. It's a T-U with me energy. The N and the E. See, when you use na energy, the na is still a U upside down. That's why we don't see every letter like it is, because we already speak it in words. Use your highest S with peak in self. So you say, hey, why you speak differently? Because you were taught differently. Yet you keep speaking as if you're not different. What does that make a difference? It makes a lot of difference. You are a deference of yourself. If not, you never define yourself. What is the definition? That's just a definition of that, not of you. Yet people want to define you by using it as a definition. Who shun? You shine it on yourself. But if you don't, you can't shine yourself. That's why we blind by ourselves. We call it blind justice. Blind justice is not knowing Ma'at. Ma'at is Ma'atra. And if you got Ma'atramatic people giving you another Ma'at, like Jack, then Jack got jacked up. It's a Jack and Jill. Jack went up the hill for a reason. But Jack and Jill is a society. See, this is a treason thought, a season thought. Every time a reason thought. How do you keep putting out thought and not know who thought is? That's Ta'at. We know it as Ma'at. We know it as from Tahuti, though. See, we've been taught by teachers who keeps teaching us, yet not knowing if these are the real teachers. You have to teach yourself. It's a T with each in teachers. So if you know each of yourself that profess yourself as a confess to what you do, then this is why we're getting through. Thing is doo-doo. You walk around with doo-doo on your hand. Some of us don't want to, don't touch me. You might got doodoo on your hand. Oh, I got doodoo on my hand. That's how you going to treat me. This is how we're going to do each other. We're going to call it COVID. And you think that that's killing you? Your imagination is killing you. And you're doing it every day, and I see you. It's not just me that sees you. Everybody else sees you, too. You don't talk to the birds. You don't love the water. You don't even drink the water. How does water feel when you hear that? How about most of you are water signs right now? I'm seeing it. And you think about an April Fool's Day? Who's the fool? Why you want to play this? Why you want to play these days like this? Why is it these days in the first place? Why don't it be create shines on your days, as you call them, the days? Because it really could be in the days. You're getting days out. You're getting phased out. These days are phased now. You're getting phased like a hair fade. This is why the shade is a thought to our thoughts. We're connected by the darkness, but the darkness is to show us how bright we are. If not, you don't have no brightness yet. You've been sitting down in a set, but not knowing our set. Our set keeps showing her every time. Sunshine, and her, and the masculine, and the feminine, and divine, and, oh, here's a mixed up, can't know, you don't know. Here we go, you don't know. Don't test with it. Don't test with it, though. Because if you test with it, okay, see, you can test with it. Now you got to undress with it. Now you got to address. Now you got to redress it. Now you got to see what is fresh about it, not so fresh about it, dull about it, bored about it, adored about it. Now can explore about it, because now if you see it now, it's justified in everything. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. You went into religion and tried to hide it. You went over here and tried to do it this way. You went over there and tried to do it. You can't even get education. No, 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 not that way. Ed is educate. Ed, you Kate. You're still a you in the Kate, but you didn't see Ed. See, it was Jack and Jill at first. Now it's Kate. But who is Kate now? Well, Kate can be Jane. I mean, Jane Doe like a John Doe. That's why John became another connection. Who's John? John Booth, born in the booth, do stuff in the booth. Check out the H, you got boots. See, this is going back to the hook. Ignorance still has conscience. Conscience still can be ignorance. Spirituality can still have ignorance. You can still be ignorant in spirituality. But where's the homage at? See, that's the other thing. Home and an age, H and an ohm with an age. Look at your words. In the beginning was the words, and so it shall be as it was to be. Him or her, doesn't matter. Is it gender? No, it's principality. We've been hearing it in Friday. What is on Friday? You eat a fish? Are you eating a fish, or you are the fish? See, there's this whole zodiac is that no one's paying attention to as a will. And now you got the will, but you're not willing yourself. So what are you calling will for? Now you're looking at will as a Smith? It's an S with a myth. Realize yourself. If not, you ain't seen yourself yet. You're looking at Chris to be the rock? You a Christ with the rock. You still ain't paying attention what the risk of a rock can be. We're Christiality. We the Christ in all things. We the crystal. We've been crystal-minded on everything. But yet, what are you bringing out as you say yourself? You say yourself, or you say everything around you as self? See, it's a me, a you, and a why, a I. Because you say the why is to the I. Why you I? Why you always got to talk about I all the time? Why you got to talk about yourself? Well, what is yourself in the first place? Everything else is extremely low frequency with a supreme of yourself, but if you're not supreme with yourself, then yeah, you're a lower self to your higher self. You got a mid-self too, though. See, they call it a square, a triangle, and a circle. They've been putting these threes out a long time ago. They just got us in duality, though. Oh, fight the daughter. Had a daughter fight the son. Had a daughter fight the father. Have her fight everybody. Let her be Athena. Make her be another. Is Athena another? Well, that's the same thing. Let's make her an Amazon. Let's make her a queen. No, don't make her a queen. Make her a she-wolf. Let's make her a he-wolf. Oh, let's call her he-hawk. Let's call her she-hawk. Let's call her whatever we want to call her. Now it's so masculine, so feminine that you don't want the woman to be a woman or a man to be a man. You don't want none of these things. Let's just readdress everything. This is what life is showing us. How are we readdressing everything? How do you see yourself as a principle? before you go even into gender, because you can confuse yourself even. It doesn't matter how you express yourself on the outside. If you cannot get this inside right, what makes it a difference? You're going around confusing everybody. Mm-hmm. Do you love yourself? Do you not love yourself? Do you love yourself, or you sometimes you love yourself? Sometimes you love, don't love yourself. Okay, it's cool. You can have either one of them. It's still square, triangle, and circle. Until you get to these basics, there's no way you can see through your eyes, your nose, your ears, and your mouth. And every time you speak, your chakras are in alignment to change. So now, where are you in your frequency? And are you freeing yourself? If not, because this is where free man, all come from. See, we're talking about Emancipation Proclamation. We're talking about Emancipation Freedom Act. It's been an act. Some people act to do this. No, there's no act to this. Either you're doing it or you're not. Now the act to reaction should be coming out. Now you see what's going on. Oh, that's why he's doing that. Oh, this is why they're, oh, it was all a game. No, it wasn't. It's G with aim. G is a 7. A is a 1. Then you go down to M, it's like A, B, C, D, E. That's 5, right? 6, 7, 8, 9. H-I-J, H-I, that's 9. Going back to 1 again. K, L, M, that's 3. See how this works? And then the E is 5. What? So they're giving us numbers in letters to get you to learn yourself. If you want to see yourself. If not, you wouldn't know the numbers from letters and letters to words. Here you go speaking and talking, whatever. And you knew at ever since you was a baby. You knew ever since you was a baby. Tricked up ways of learning time. They say you got to know your time. They say you got to know what time you hear and what time you. Then they say you got to learn times table. Then they say you got to be at the time of whatever this to be like the times table so you can do it how many times. Now it's confusion to the word as time. But time is really your mind. You emit time backwards to whenever you create time. But at the same time, people say, I ain't got no, you can help me out with that one.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So what are you doing then? I ain't got time for that. Let me get out of here. Are you serious?
When you really
we're not building. All this stuff is ignorant. You live at ignorant stuff. You don't want to look at how the world could be backwards, and you learning things from colors and music is really your chakras, and your body can be really opened up to, oh, you don't know your masculine, feminine, and yourself. You're clothes somewhere in there. Something is hiding you in there, your mother and your father. One of them hurt you. You don't want to learn it. Okay, well, I'll back off. You just go on over there then. We got to still do some stuff. Y'all over here around us, we got to either be superheroes around each other or we like supervillains around each other. Whenever something happens in front of you, what, you going to just look at it, watch it happen? Oh, man, what should we do? What? Let's do. You just going to wait? Oh, yeah, let's wait. Cause... Now, I get it. There is some gullible people. I know it. We ready to jump out there, and they got us. Damn it, I put $20 out there for that person, and he jipped me. That little sucker. Now I'll ever get my, man, if I ever see it, check it. Did your intent get put out there? Oh, it did? Oh, don't worry about it then. He going to take that back. He going to end up getting that back. You ain't got to worry about that $20 coming back from him. $20 going to come right over there. Matter of fact, you're getting $40. Matter of fact, you're getting $60. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you $200 because you gave that man $20. You just don't know where it's coming from. So you're always looking for this other door that you saw coming, and everybody's coming through it. This is where that four was coming from. You in the four corners, you're looking out that door, but you don't know you got a back door. You got a back door of energy that can flow in and help you out when it's time. You're not sitting down long enough. You don't ground yourself. You always want to express yourself from the four corners of the room when you get in there. That's me. I like alphas. I'm an alpha. Not knowing you're a beta. You baiting everything in. You pulling everything. You sucking everything. You almost a leech. You about to make a wormhole right there. It's about to happen. People, nah, I don't like that, brother. He coming here every time like that. Nah, he get on my nerves with that. they back off, they dip. You're like a Umar Johnson or something like that. Like, man, I hate blah, blah, blah. You always want to come in and talk about what you hate. Guess what? You just created hate in the room. Thank you for the hate, man. Thank you, man, for the hate. Nobody was talking about hate until you came in here. Well, I had to express it. This is the reality. No, you're creating more reality out of your 12 circles of yourself, in that one circle of yourself. This is how everybody else thought 13 was bad. And then start running along with the line of, yeah, 13's bad. 13's bad. Bad. What's bad about 13? Because it says people die 13. People die on holidays. Oh, yeah, but that's different. Huh? It's different? You use a number for a holiday? Switch it up. Hey. Even though you do holidays, every different holidays ain't even on the same day. So you use the number? Okay, wait a minute. You say you don't deal with numbers, but you use numbers so you can deal with it for your children? Okay, wait a minute. So you're telling me you're practicing a ritual with your children, and you're saying this is not a wrong thing to do because it doesn't have nothing to do with the Bible, but it does have something to do with your mind, yet you keep recreating it and program everybody else around you, or somebody else is programming you to do it. And you still want to just do it because you just traditionally or conditionally like to keep doing it. See, there's certain spells that have been put in your brain to have you think this is the right way. Okay, how about this one? You 9 months birth or every year your birthday? Yeah, I still ain't got nobody to really answer that one too well. You know, every 9 months I was born with gestation of my mom. So, yeah, every 9 months. No. You said every year is your birthday. Let's go back to what you're saying. This is you contracting yourself with, am I using my imagination or am I put a little stamp right on my forehead? I am done for the day. Yeah. Got us saying spells to our own self. Now, I should get emotionally mad right now. I'm like, wait, put this spell on? I didn't even know it was coming because it was built long time ago to put that on yourself so you can just keep saying it. Oh, I don't want to go to Mexico no more. Why are you singing that song? I don't know, because is it taught to you? Yeah, behavior is also taught to you. Do you do it? That's why it's called unified theory. You got to find out what's the union in everything. If not, you ain't unified nothing. Now, of course, I get you. What's the point of going out in the community and keep doing what we... It's not that either. It's a point. You're pointing out things. That's all. You can just say, oh, that's all you got to do. Back off and let whatever happen, happen. And keep it moving. Go on to another one over there. Make it happen. Just be the little ghost phantoms that they be talking about. Oh, there's a little glitch happening over. It's like a lightning bolt hit over and whoa, that happened. Man, it only happened one time. No, it can happen twice. It can actually happen more than that. Maybe it was just that time that you need to see a Shazam in your face. Because you didn't know what a Shazam is. You know? Look at these Wonder Women. They're Wonder Woman Shazams out here, bro. Off the chain. I'm a Shazam. I know I'm a Shazam. I got a lightning bolt coming out me, like, constantly. And it's like from the little boy to the big man. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. How did that happen? You feel like you're at work or something. You feel like you're at work and somebody telling you what to do. You're like, dang, I had a downsize. This little boy for the mama. It'll be a big mama. It'll be one of them older mamas. You know, she don't take nothing for nothing. You got a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Better be some AC up in here. Again, any time I come back to this event, everybody got a lightning bolt, their energy. And you can learn how to use your 4 into the 5. That's why this whole basic of learning why this geometric shapes and how the sacred geometria is really what it is, the sacred geometria. You are a key to the solemn. You can be so low, that's why you can't see so large. It's an energy thing. Constantly show what's complex to your complexion and then reconnect yourself, like a disconnection if you have to, just so you can say, okay, I might have had to endure not eating for a second. I might have to endure not spending money for the day. I might have to endure not talking to everybody today. I might have to endure sitting in the room for one day to myself. I might have to endure going out in nature. I might have all of these things you have to start doing. I might have to endure going to the river or seeing stream of water flow. I might have to endure sitting near insects. I know a lot of people don't like that one. It's a mass of y'all. I don't know how that works. That's deep, though. You know insects, though? I mean, I get the spider. I every now and then I trip a little bit. I go, I let the spider get on me every now and then. I know. It'd be like, what? Just get poisoned. Now, see, that's the problem. We're thinking about what's negative before we even see what could be positive. If you never ever notice, the spider is the most attacked insect in the world. Why? Because it, first of all, it makes a web. And then second of all, it's out there in the open. And then third of all, it might not. You got chances. But at the same time, they can't defend themselves once you're above their back. Now, of course, you got jumping spiders, you got poison spiders, and you got some spiders that don't even have no venom at all. So there's a whole bunch of levels to this instead of looking like every snake kills you. That's like saying the garden snake will kill you or the boa constrictor got teeth that'll bite you. You know, you got to look more into it. You can't just say that's grass and not know the connection to it. Now, of course, I get it. They're going to have words that be sounding like this is they words. No, they're going to have a Latin word in there, and that you can get more in tune with because it was Latin before Latino. And if you know at least the demographic ways of saying words, you can see how it was never their power. They just used things to make it a power to them. And this is why we have to realize we're powerful. You're all powerful people. Just not saying it. You're all perfect. Just not saying it. Not saying it with the point of using the ego, though. That's where it is. I got to have a cult to be with. I got to be appreciated by all these other people in order to do it. No, you have to first appreciate yourself to do these things in the first place. Sometimes you got to do it with no money coming to you. Sometimes you got to do it just on the will. Sometimes you got to make it to a point where you make it a lot of sometimes versus just a less of sometimes. Because I know we use our money for things, but that money is Federal Reserve notes. It's not you. It's a currency that's made through you as electric, like energy. So if it's not going into its proper person, it's still not proper. It's like improper. So when you say, oh, I want this money to do things, are you using it for the exchange, or are you just using it so you put it for personal change? Now it's not really personal. You are personal. Until you see that, you can't change. You're going to get this money, and you're like, oh, and then spend it, and then get the money, and then spend it, and get the money, and spend it, and get the money, and spend it. Like, how come I can't keep getting the money? I get the money, it's gone already. You don't know how to recycle anything. So now when you get money, all you know is your purpose is to spend it to places that don't even recycle money back even to the community or whatever you do. You know, there's ways that communities does it back, like exchanges, and, you know, you learn a profession of it. Like, they give you exchange, like class. Like, I give out copper sessions. Like, you give me 40, we going in for an hour. And I'm going to give you a whole bunch of good little, like, dang, okay, I'm out. And then it'd be like, da-da-da. And then you fly and do your own thing. I don't want to be one of those teachers that has the pupil always under them. You should be able to be a teacher. Once you're able to be learning what the pupil learned at a stage to learn at what the teacher learned at a stage, there'll be a point where, like, I'm glad you put it out there, Barry White, he was speaking the essence along with the Mason connection. And I was like, oh. And even when you saw it, he gave him the grip, the hand grip. I was like, ooh, got me. But now I see. Because I wasn't really into Barry White, but I was into Barry White. And I know everybody, NWO. He said I was at 17 doing this. Okay. Yeah, I see you now. And it takes a minute to learn that kind of stuff. Like, I can't say that I didn't love his music. I loved his music. I loved how he even came up with the phenomenon to change the music up like he did. Because before all of that, there weren't really no music. They said disco wasn't really, you know what I mean? Because it was all right. But it, you know, you got to use it as house now because it's not really like that. Now house, Afro house. So you can see how the music is the brainwave to a lot of us. We all in that frequency of wanting to see something different, feel something different, have something different, yet it's basically based off of what was already there. That's our storyline. This is why the story is so strong. This is why it could be never ending. This is why it could be put in movies and can be retold again. You go, wait a minute, where did that stuff come from? Where did it get this imagination from? Because you've been alienated to yourself. I had like two people in here didn't even know they were Scorpios until they realized and said, wait, you Scorpio? Yeah, you Scorpio. Wow, both of y'all are Scorpios in the room. Yet they didn't really want to communicate to each other. I'm like, well, this is what happens when you run around all your zodiacs and you don't know each other. And you say, oh, it's about this Bible and this, that, and the other. When you didn't even look up, Benjamin is the same as, you know, the connection to Levi in opposition on an actual saying from Benjamin as a Pisces to Levi as a Gemini on an opposition versus a connection to Mary and still Mary being the connection to Benjamin, which we know as the Jesus. So there's so many avenues of where this Jesus from Capricorn, right, stage, which is the actual 10th month, right, 10, 9 of birth, 10, 11 will be after Capricorn, right, will be Sagittarius. That's 11, I mean Capricorn. It would be Aquarius. Aquarius would be 10, 11, and then 12 would be Pisces. That's the three missing house to this mystery house. So in the society, we've come up with a way to have that missing piece to all those who had 9 months of birth, 12 months on the earth. And so now, are you really in tune with your time? Or are you out of your time thinking all the time? That's why your time is a nuisance. You feel like, man, what time is it? Oh, man, I got to go. You're like, you ain't never do nothing for yourself. You're always doing stuff with look at you. You're getting ready to leave right now. So it's like we haven't sat long enough to identify your true being. And that means doing some shadow work. And I know you thought when you went to church that was shadow work. I know. I felt that way too. I did. And there's a purpose to it. It's like the steps to it. Because that's Mason. All of that is steps to what it is. And, of course, people say, no, it ain't. No, it ain't got nothing to do with it. Well, you ain't went that far. You ain't listened to what was just played just a minute ago. That joint was in the 1915 or 1919, something like that, to 1939 or 35. Even if I'm off on the numbers, what they did anyway was change the calendar at 1800s. So if you knew anything that was going on in the 1900s, and you know how the calendar got changed in the 1800s, you're pretty much catching up with what's going on to what's going on. And until you don't, then it's like, why are you playing speed to get ahead, and you don't know what's behind you already? That's why it's a play on each day feels like it's going backwards instead of forward. Because really, the time cycle is going backwards in time. What we're getting, the speed to move faster and the sun is higher, yet it already went forward at one point. Now it's going backwards. And now so today is like 3 days behind in time. Why we thinking we ahead? Because we're calling it today, whatever this calendar is showing us. So this is why the calendar, how they made it important was when they had these societies come in. So that's why you're like all, you know, facing things. You're saying, wait, I don't know what face I am. Your face is in the front, your face is on the right, your face is on the left, your face is in the back, and this is why you even know down and up, because as above, so below. So there's that four becoming now a five and a six. But the only way you can do all these things, you got to know how to ground yourself. You got to know how to sit long enough. You got to sit into yourself. You got to become this six-star David that it became David, which also, like Brother Devon spoke on, he was like saying, you know, it's a mega star. That's the whole connection to Ma'at. She happens to be what balance is in marriage. We have to have a Ma'at. We have to have balance in ourselves. But the only way you can do it is sit down long enough. That's why sit, the word sit, is also like set, also like seti. Also, that sounds like it's a bad thing. Yet when seti is known, it's like sentiments. Sentimentary. We use these words to become a sender of our own energy. So you, being who you are, if you're melanated, if you got any dark or even just the pigmentation itself, being a tone gives you enough for thought to give out things. Like DNA is what they use for forensics. That's why they think motive, as in motion, is motive. So you got to be motive enough to do things. So what's motivation? That's why RNA is the opposition of your hand, your pheo and your eumelanin. You got a pheo melanin and a eumelanin. When we start looking at Moses putting his hand in and taking his hand out, that's letting us know things. We got to be in tune with this. It's not a game anymore. It's been, you had symbols long time ago, and that's how it became a game. You open up Monopoly, it's a hat in there, it's a boot in there. You know what I mean? It's all the things that if we don't see ourselves, like, what's the respect you have if you ain't respect yourself? And then you can start respecting others. If you haven't done that, it's just like when you do martial arts, the mental art of Bruce Lee, when he look at you in the eyes, he wants you to bow, but he don't want you to bow down and look at your feet. He wants you to bow and look into the eyes of whoever you looking in. Don't take your eyes off this person. You take your eyes off this person, the person can bop you in the head. Not saying the person wants to bop you in the head. It's just saying that you have to be more aware of everything, not just one thing. Don't look at it for what it is all the time. You know, if you got a low self, all right, cool. Don't mean that you're going to always have to play, well, I'm going to play my low self today. All right, cool. You do that. There's a bigger lower self out there, too. Just remind yourself, lower self. And then you're like, I'm playing my lower self. Then you're like, boom, ah, here's a lower self. And you're like, yeah, I'm Jabba the Hutt. You're like, whoa, Jabba the Hutt. Okay, let me back off you lower self. Let me walk this way. Yeah, because you want pull energy. So now you've got the energy that you was pulling. Now can you handle it? I'm just saying. You got to know what's your will in the zodiac. Because when Jesus was sitting in the 12 disciples, it wasn't just him. It was the 12 disciples that was connected. It wasn't just him. It was the feminine energy he was connected to. And when he got around and started walking to the rest of them, right, he was going to each one equally, like this. I'm going to give you my energy for a minute. I'm going to give you my energy for a minute. I'm going to give you my energy for a minute. I'm going to give you my energy for a minute. So you like you equal to me. When I walk away from you, you equal to me. You just as like as bright as I am. So when this is that connection, we have to also know that when he said there's 12 disciples, 13, really 13 connection is a 13 moon cycle, 13 as in the connection to our months. As each day is 12, but then there's moon cycle. So, like, we've got to be an artist more into that type of field, where the numbers, the letters, the symbols were the message to the whole picture before it became a picture. Because what's going on is they're looking at our pictures like it's just pictures. And it's like, nah, we got – what? I know you ain't tripping. We're going to give you a language you don't even see while you're looking at it. So just like Michelangelo, he put an M. He put an M right in front of our face. This is the way of saying, okay, they might give you a secret from the Solomon, but I ain't telling you nothing. Well, you gave me an M. You got me the M. It's showing you my aunt. It's showing you the mother. It's showing you the wings. If you look at Wonder Woman, it's the same thing. She had to have wings on her back, but she was the Amazon. She was the Amazon. So you got mother and the son concept. And we go, when I brought Wonder Woman up, that's in Wonder Woman 1980. They always going to throw something in there and you be like, dang, I didn't even pay attention. The cheetah in there, come on, man. They were going in on that movie. And it was about wishes and grants. Jack and Jill going up the wishing wheel instead of the wishing well. It's all about your will. You're in a grant to will yourself. This is the whole purpose of all of this stuff being thrown in front of you again so you can see characters of ourselves, re-emulate color patterns, right? And see if you pay attention to the color patterns, red and green. I might throw some blue in there. Blue is communication, but red and green dealing with this bully and the wimp, a bully and a wimp, you know, aspect. You see red, who got the red in their hand or on them, you know, so, and then red really represents power. But now if it's power weakened, Now you see weak in power. So are we really looking at our will to put ourselves in the energy and knowing these are frequencies that also help with your vertebrae in your back, also help with your eyes, also help with the pattern in your hand, in your feet, purposes to all your body parts. Once you know that, this is the applicable you. This is the applied science versus the scientist always got to be the one who be the teacher and don't know the scientist himself as him being the science. That's conscience or non-conscience. That's why we have a miscommunication. See, when people say, man, I hate you for speaking this way, no. You're not liking to open your imagination.
There it is. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Yeah, thank you for the cut us off. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. This has been a good, great podcast, guys. Definitely a student today, guys. Please be sure to join us tomorrow. Not sure what we have tomorrow, guys, but it's going to be definitely interesting, guys. Eternal thank you, as always. And, yeah, guys, just examine, you know, be willing, have the willingness to, you know, want to research, to want to go into the deeper levels of you. You know, it's just as simple as that, guys. It's not always pretty. But, you know, just understanding these things on different levels, you know, just keeping an open mind, guys, is definitely a great key to have. All right, Etona, go ahead and take us on.
Know your will. Your will is you. You're the hero. Do some heroic things for yourself. Make the healing your purpose. When you're in the healing of your purpose, you see purposes around you, like porpoise. So as a dolphin to Miami, Miami to Kalima. California, the whole connection to what our empress to the emperors, our prince to the princesses end up being doing, because we knew about not the incest ourselves, but show our ancestry. Our ancestry is what I mean. Inside coming out, and all the vowels are letters, but also the A is everything. A represents your mountain, your part of your peak. You're a speak to yourself. Love your energy. You are in tune to be your tune. So once you know the tune, no longer have to be a car with a tune. You animate it. I say, ooh.
I know that life may seem a bit strange at times, but through all of the pain and confusion, you have to remain divine. Do all that you can do to heal and change inside. Know and understand that even flowers have to endure the rain at times. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I want you to know that things get better with time. But in the meantime, you have to stop seeing yourself through irrelevant eyes. May you shine like the light that has brought you forth from the heavenly skies. And find more of yourself in the rest of these lines. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow, I know people change, yeah. We need the rain, sunflower souls. There is a time to love and there's a time to heal. Find a way to free your mind and let time reveal. In the midst of all of this love that you're trying to give, you have to learn to love yourself for real and find the time to live. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I know people change, I know flowers, yeah. Sometimes my day's insane, I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain, I'm trying to make a change. I know flowers grow, we cannot stay the same. So if you love the flower, you cannot hate the rain. Sometimes my day's insane, I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain, I'm trying to make a change. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow.